Okay, and we're back. Welcome. Part two of the Rent a Rabbi campaign series of Sanhedrin. Lama Dalid.
Amud Aleph.
Rabbi Keller on deck over here. Okay, so we went yesterday and we learned amazing halachas. We learned that something that what goes up does not necessarily come down. As we learned when it came to certain things that are puzzled that go up to the Mizbeach and they accidentally get up there, do they come down? We thought we can provide a halachic source to say that we do realize that two people can learn from different places the same halacha, but at the end of the day we learned that they do argue. And they argue on Dam and they argue on Nisachim. One says it goes up and does come down, and the other one says it does not come down. Now, my question to you is this. This is the thinking man's question. The thinking man's question is, how is it that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel, who argue over here, how is it that they're able to come up with their opinions based on where they learn their drasha in the Pasuk? They learn a specific drasha. The drasha one of them learns is it comes from the words in the Pasuk of Al Hamukta. Ta-ta-ta, kol halayla. Mukta, which means the pyre, the fire. And it must be on there, kol halayla. So one learns from there, it must not come down at all. And the other one learns his halakha from the words of al hamizbeach. Based on those two separate drushes, which one would you say holds that the dam does not come down? And which one would you say does the dam come down? Thinking man's question. Take a 2 seconds pause. Okay, after a deep debate and analysis in the group, fists were thrown and things were flying, we've concluded that based on the fact that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel learned from the Pasuk, says, Dos teras ha'ola al ha'hi ha'ola al ha'mukdala mizbeach, kol halayla. There's two separate ways to learn. Because Rabbi Yeshua learns that we go based on the drasha of Al HaMukda, therefore anything that goes on the fire gets the halakh din of Lo Yordu, that it will not go down. However, whoever learns Al HaMizbeach, which is Rabban Gamliel, anything that goes on the Mizbeach will get the halakhic status and din of Lo Yordu. So we see, based on the fact that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel both focus their attention on different points, because dam and because yain is not placed on the fire, based on this, Rav Yeshua will hold, because he focuses his attention on al hamukta, whatever does not go on the fire will not get the status of lo yordu. Therefore, it will come down. And this is exactly what drives the distinction between Rav Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel, that the way they learn their pasuks will determine, in fact, how they will come to the halachic status of dam, the nesachim, and whether it comes down or not. Okay, so we're continuing on, and we're now to the next case in the bottom of the Gemara over here. So now that we've determined that they argue, and we do not, and this is not a proper place to learn two separate sources teaching one halacha, because there is a halachic distinction between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel, the Gemara throws out that case and says, okay, now I need to find another source where we can learn out that there's two separate sources learning the same halacha. And that thus disproving the original concept that we don't learn two separate sources from one law. Because that's ultimately what the Gemara is trying to prove. Is that true or not, that statement? So now, follow with me in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ella, Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa is going to come on deck over here and he has an answer for us. Kedetanya, as it's going to be fought in a Baraisa, Rav Yossi HaGalili Omer, Rav Yossi HaGalili is going to say over here, Mitok Shene Emar, because it says, let's see if I can get to the next page over here. Let's see, next. This is exciting, everybody. Oh, we turned the page. Okay. Okay. Cool. He's going to bring up a pasuk now. Kol hanoge b'mizbeach yikadesh. Whoever touches the altar shall be sanctified. So afilu pasulim, even things that were pasul, they don't come down, says Rashi over here. Okay, so this is his pasuk. Kol hanogeya b'mizbeach yikadesh. This is in Vayikra 29:37, also known as, That's Leviticus, so Exodus is Shemot 29:37. Okay. So now, where is this going to go? Shomei ani. So he says this now. I would learn shomei ani bein ru'uya, bein she'ein ru'uya. That which is fitting for the altar, or that which is not fitting for the altar. He says over here that it may not be removed once it's placed over there. Okay. How do we know such a thing over here? Talma lomar. He's going to learn it out from this special word of kevasim. So there's a pasuk over here that says vizeh asher ta'aseh al mizbeach kevasim b'nei shana shnayim l'yom tamim. This is what you shall offer on the altar, lambs within their first year to each day continuously. Now this pasuk is several pasukim away from that which we just learned. We read a pasuk just now regarding Adam on the Mizbeach over here. Does it come up? Does it come down? Does it go left? Does it go right? So we learn the pasuk. And now, later on, there's another pasuk over here. Now, what is this coming to teach us? So he says like this, Ma kivasim ru'uyim, just like lambs are fit for their altar, af kol ru'uya, so too anything that's fit for the altar may not be removed from the altar, even if it's disqualified. So this includes items that were never fit to be placed on the altar. Okay, interesting. So that means if it was never meant to be on the altar, guess what? It comes down.
It does or it doesn't?
It does come down. This is a new halacha. That's right. This is a new halacha. This is a new halachic argument that's being brought over here. So that was that halacha of Lo Yordu. That was Rav Yeshua, and that was Rabban Gamliel. And now we're doing on a new halacha over here.
Which contradicts this one?
Yeah, it contradicts.
So let's see. But hold on, hold your horses over here, everybody. Let's see what's going to go on. We gotta let the Gemara speak and see what happens over here. Let me just get my notes straight over here. Okay. Cool. So we see from over here, he's coming to say that we have a heter. So just as lambs go up, anything else that's also fit may not be removed. But therefore, if it's unfit, it does get removed. This is one law right now. Okay? Let's see what Rabbi Akiva has to say on the matter, shall we? So Rabbi Akiva says, Ola. So Rabbi Akiva says, based on the next verse in the Pasuk, he says, no. Ola. Ma ola ru'uya afko ru'uya. Af kol ru'uya. So Rabbi Akiva says over here, he has another way to learn it up. He says that the verse discusses over here an ola offering. Ma ola ru'uya, just as an ola is fit for the altar. Af kol ru'uya. So too, anything that's fit may also not be removed, even if it's disqualified. Okay, so anything fit? So this has to be fit. It has to be something that's fitting for it. This also excludes items that are never fit to be placed there in the first place. Now, here's the thing. If you guys look over here in this bottom of this footnote, I just want to point this out over here. You should be saying to yourself, what's the difference between the argument that we just learned between Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Gamliel and now Rabbi Akiva over here in the Tanakhama? It seems to be the same exact halacha, sort of, almost, kind of. Yeah. But it's not. So the Gemara makes a footnote over here in the art scroll. It says, the Gemara in Zvachim explains the practical difference between the two Tanaim of this Brisa and Rabban Gamliel and Rav Yeshua of the previously cited Mishnah. A.K.A., there is a distinction between these two cases. They are not overlapping in the laws. So even though it seems like they're teaching the same laws, they're not. So there is a practical difference, but the Gemara right now is telling us, don't focus on that right now. Remember, let's not lose the forest for the trees. Our goal over here is to figure out whether or not you can learn two sources from one thing. Mm-hmm. So now, it's seemingly the Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva are saying the same thing. If it's fitting to go up, it doesn't come down. Same thing. What goes up does not come down. Okay? So but they learned it from two different places. One learns it from the word kivasim, and the other one learns it from a later part of the verse called an olas tamid. Okay, so it seems like they're learning. Now, this is different than the previous argument because this is two separate psukim they're learning it from now. Yeah. It's not even the same pasuk, but they're still coming to the same halacha. So the Gemara now continues. Vitrivehu, my ka mema'atu. And the two of them, what items do both Rav Yossi and Lili Rav Akiva come to exclude? So he came to exclude psule. disqualified items, that items that are never fit to be placed on the Mizbeach. Those items that are never fit to be placed on the Mizbeach, they come down. Okay, so one master learns it out from the word kvasim, right? He learns it out from the specific drush of the word kvasim. And the other master, mar maisi le me'ola, and the other master learns it, aka Rabbi Akiva, learns it from the fact he derives it from the word ola. So it seems like they're both seemingly on the same point over here. Now, okay, great. We just proved it up. We have two sources teaching the same halakha from two different places. Great. Close the book. We're done over here. No. The Ha'amar of Ada Bar Ahava. Now, Ha'amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava, he's going to say something else. He says, Olas Ha'ov Pasula Ika Benehu. He says, don't come to think that they're going to agree on everything, Rabbi Akiva and the Tana Kama. They're going to argue on something. What does he say the argument's focusing on? Olas Ha'of Pesula Ikebenehu. If a person brings a bird offering and it becomes pasul, this is going to make the distinction. Can you guys guess why? Let's look at the pasuk. We just learned that they learned from two different sources over here. So let's take a second to think. Why does it make a distinction? How can we learn their halacha out based on where they learned the words from the pasuk? Time out. Okay, so we're back on deck over here. And now we're realizing that the words, what's driving the distinction of the halacha between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Akiva is based on where they focus their drushes once again. Why is it, according to Rav Ada Bar Ahava, that there's a machlokis regarding the bird offering? Simple. Because Rabbi Akiva, so to speak, one Tana Kama learns that we focus on the word kivasim, only things that were similar to the kevis, a sheep, will get the same halachic din of lo yordu. While if you learn from the general word of olas tamid, which seemingly that's where Rabbi Akiva learns it from, therefore anything that has the halachic status of being called an ola, even a bird, so to speak, will be included in lo yordu and therefore will not come down. So the Gemara is going to speak that out. Ma de ma'isi le me kevasim, just like one's going to learn it out from kevasim. Kevasim, in that yes, just like kevasim will also be go up, so to speak, and won't come down. It remains on the altar. Aval olas oflo, but the bird offering will not be. Why? Because you can tell it's different. Uman de ma'isi le me ola, the one who learns it from the word ola and the pasuk. Afilu olas ha'of nami, including the bird offering is going to be included over here. So now we see, the Gemara, that's giving us a review over here. The Gemara thought we're going to come to this argument, this halacha of lo yordu again, between Tana Kama and Rabbi Akiva. We thought they were teaching the same halacha. We thought, the Gemara says, great, we're going to prove our point, two different places teaching the same thing, fantastic. The Gemara then says, and they learn it out from this pasuk of Kvasim, and this one they're from Olas Atamid. Fantastic. Then comes another Gemara, an Amora, who says, wait a second, Adabar Ahava says, what are you talking about? They do have a halachic nafkamina when it comes to a bird offering. They're going to argue there. And you're going to say to yourself, well, why is that matter? That's like they agree with 99% of the things again. Why is this a big deal with this 1%? The answer is because it does matter. That little difference is a halakhic difference, and we see that they diverge at that very end of the road over here. And because a kevas only comes to talk about domesticated livestock, well, guess what? A bird is not domesticated livestock, therefore, that bird will come down, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva, who learns from the word of olas tamid, whatever has the din of being called an ola will still get this beautiful halakha, so to speak, of not coming down from the Mizbeach. And therefore, this is where the roads will diverge between the two Amandei Amars. And therefore, we see that this is not a proof to say that two separate sources teach the one same halakha, because in fact, they are two different halakhas at the end of the day. Therefore, the Gemara will continue on tomorrow. The Gemara will continue on and try to bring another source trying to prove up that two different halakhas can teach the same thing. And we'll see whether or not that is successful at the end of the day.